As we come into our practice today, let's be very deliberate about how we take our postures. Remembering posture in the chair is with feet at the floor, nice and flat. Perhaps sitting forward on your chair, feel free to make sound, make adjustments. Helps to sit forward on the chair to make the feet flat and the knees lower than the hips. And that will place your spine into a more natural alignment. And then when you've fiddled with that, perhaps making sure that the bottom is nice and evenly balanced in the chair. Each of these adjustments doing with mindful awareness, paying attention with interest and friendliness, moment to moment. And so as well, let's take care of the upper back by rolling our shoulders up, back and down a few times. One more time, up, back and down, and when the shoulders come down, see if you can place the shoulder blades flat against the back. And that will create a nice straight but not stiff back, and it'll help to open the chest and heart area. So once you have that posture, then try as best you can, without forcing, to just relax. Relax through the body from the shoulders down. On each exhale, relax through. And relax through the arms down to the fingertips. And then making sure that the head is nice and evenly balanced on the neck, with the chin about parallel to the floor or ever so slightly tucked downwards. And so too the eyes, let the eyes be in a downward position. Let the eyes too be still. Perhaps they're closed or they could be open just a tiny bit, especially if you're sleepy. And with intentions to cultivate curiosity and friendliness, just opening to that sense of the whole body sitting. The whole body breathing. Letting the sounds come and go in the background. Allow too for any thoughts and emotions to come and go in the background. As we anchor our awareness gently, softly, in the sense of whole body sitting, whole body breathing. Let the sounds and thoughts and sensations be like waves of the ocean around our anchor in the whole body breathing. Let them just come and go around the whole body breathing. You might possibly notice with each in-breath that there's a rising up, an opening, an energizing sensation through the body. Attending for a little while to the in-breath. Noticing its opening, energizing, and nourishing effects. And there's nothing to force, no special breath to have. Taking now a little time on the out-breath, really noticing how there's an experience of release and even relief as the out-breath ripples through the entire body. There's a nice letting go sensation, focusing for a little while on the out-breath. Feeling the release, relief, the letting go, the relaxation all through the out-breath. And attending now to both in-breath and out-breath. Opening and nourishing, releasing, relaxing, letting go. And you might possibly make soft mental notes to help the awareness, to gather the awareness onto the breathing. Opening, releasing, nourishing, soothing, whatever works for you. Being gentle and compassionate with the wandering mind, we tell it to stay like we tell the puppy to stay. And the puppy stays for a little while and then it wanders away. And so too our minds, our puppy minds, our monkey minds. And so being kind, compassionate towards our minds, just noticing that drifting, that wandering away. And gently bringing the attention back whenever you notice it. And remembering each time you have noticed the wandering, you actually are already back You're here, now, aware. And just come back now into the breathing. These other experiences that show, we're not pushing them away. There's nothing to get irritated about by them. Just rather let them wash through, possibly making a mental note of where the attention wandered to, if it was gone for several seconds or minutes. It's helpful to make a little mental note. Ah, worry, worry. Or just thinking, thinking. Daydreaming, daydreaming. Notice for a few moments how that feels in the body. And then gently release it. But not too fast. Release it as it seems to be subsiding. And come back to noticing breathing. Breath and the body as a whole, our anchor. Each time the mind wanders and we notice it, we get a readout on what's happening for us. This is useful information. Ah, these thoughts, these emotions, these sensations, these concerns. We note them. We may notice how they feel through the body, how they affect the breathing. And then we gently return to our soft anchor in breath and body as a whole. Holding all experiences with compassion, kindness. strong sensations too can take our attention away. And if that happens, we might hold them in this wide awareness of breath and body as a whole. Or we might zoom lens, as it were, our attention into that region and let that area of noticeable, salient emotion, or pardon me, sensation, it may have emotion attached to it, but sensation, letting it be the object of awareness, watching its changing nature, how it increases and decreases, is affected by the breathing, how it may suddenly end, how it may move to another region. And when it's completely subsided, coming back to breath and body as a whole, holding all experiences with interest, with compassion, as best we can. Practicing in a way that would become increasingly friendly and familiar with ourselves and our experiences, moment to moment to moment. opening to the life that's here with friendliness, with compassion.